All aboard!
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning into our Friday the 13th episode. Let's get moving with blanks. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Andrew Bedlam on the mic. It is Friday the 13th. Yes. All right, I got the full Pogo crew here with me. Now, first of all,
it's been way too long.
I was pumped when I woke up today that it was Friday the 13th, right? I was like, it's Friday the 13th. We're going to Haunted Dorney tonight. We're going to do a Halloween pogo. I was like, Friday the 13th is awesome. I love Friday the 13th. Everything bad since then. Since that moment in my car, this day has gone to shit. We are still doing the Halloween episode, and we're still going to Dorney. The Haunted Dorney, which is like, you know, the theme park around here. And so why don't we start saying hi to everybody and get started with the lovely Rude Girl Jessica.
What's going on, Pogo? I'm excited for tonight. It's going to be really fun. I get to hang out with my good buddies, my good pals.
We're all friends here.
You know, and it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time.
And who are those pals, Jessica?
Oh, the lovely Sean Bedlam.
Hey!
Josh.
Krusty Fucker Josh.
Krusty Fuck Josh.
Wait, you couldn't come up with an improv nickname for me?
She didn't really come up with an improv nickname for me either. She just used her own.
Yeah.
It's not really the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
It was an attempt at improv.
But I appreciate the effort.
You're so lovely. You're still lovely.
Thanks.
So what has your Friday the 13th been extra bad like mine was? Even though I was excited for it,
I had a pretty shitty day at work. I had to fucking wash freezer doors at work today. Yeah, and by that I mean like take a fucking mop and bucket and dip it in the bucket and then scrub these like I don't know 15 high foot doors as high as I could. Because they're all dirty from like rolling up and shit. That was pretty shitty.
But, yeah,
That's really as bad as it got for me.
Every Friday the 13th, it sucked. It's always been bad for me. I've always had some kind of trouble or something happens, and it's. I'm not even superstitious. I'm just a little stitious. And
that was good.
And no, that's Steve Carell from Office.
Office.
But yeah. Anyway, it just happens. It's bad every time. You know.
Yeah, the car delivering my paychecks broke down before we all left
that
today.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
That raises really questions.
Yeah, like did it really break down, or did something else happen?
Josh, what's going on, man?
I mean, it's just been a normal day for me. I've just been sleeping off the hangover all day, and Nothing's changed, man.
Back to it.
I don't believe in superstitions.
Oh, get this. Like I just thought of this. Today is JJ, little JJ, JJ your Bedlam, is now 18 months old, and it's Friday the 13th. And guess what? His second birthday will also be on Friday the 13th, 6 months from today.
Demon baby. All right, all right. Now, we started off with Blank 77. Fuck Halloween, coming off a tribute to the Devil's Holiday 7-inch with three other bands on there, too. I don't remember who they were. I don't have the vinyl in front of me. I did used to own it, though. I definitely did used to own it.
That's going back a ways.
What the fuck? Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Well, I was just saying that's pretty old.
Yeah, I was
that
yelling
split
at
whatever you call it.
I don't know what the fuck you call it then. But yeah, I went to go press a button. It's not doing what it's telling me to do. Ooh, more spooky Friday the 13th. What the fuck?
All aboard!
There it is. Okay. Well, we started off with Fuck Halloween. Let's get to a more loving Halloween. And we're going to do some of the more recent Misfits here doing their rendition of Monster Mash. The Misfits on Pogo City Radio. Now, that's more of the super group Misfits there with Marky Ramone on drums, Des Cadena from Black Flag on guitar, and Jerry only singing and playing bass, of course, of the Misfits. Now, we were just talking about that record, and I also used to have that record. That was on, like, Purple Translucent. It was a 180 gram record.
And the cover when I said the black.
So the artwork on it was awesome. Like the black and green and the old school jukebox. I loved that whole design of the album. I loved all the 50s cover songs. If you didn't, you can kiss my motherfucking ass. But anyway, yeah, let's just stick straight along with the tunes and our little Friday the 13th Halloween theme. Here's the Cramps with I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
How come I was a teenage werewolf?
brown light making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. To the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molders and fangs, the clicking of bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. My life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life not again.
The Ramones on Pogo City Radio, Pet Cemetery.
Radio.
Now, here's one for you. Here's one for you. I hate Stephen King products. What? Pet Cemetery, Stephen King. It's Halloween, Friday the 13th, whatever. It's not
you
Halloween.
Hate his products?
I hate Stephen King things. I hate
you
the
just
things
hate
he makes.
His books?
Yeah, and
his
and
movies?
The movie. Yeah, I think they're stupid. I don't like any of them. And that's the only one that's border.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
it's
even
not.
Like it.
It's still
it
not
was
good.
Terrible.
Like all of them, they're all terrible, horrible movies and books.
I forget the
and
name of it. There was a good book that I read.
I think Stephen King is kind of like
thing
the
with
Beatles,
the
where he's got like a shit ton of content and like none of it's good.
Wait, he made that movie Signs though, and that was really good.
That movie.
That was good.
I thought that was Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, that's oh. Yeah, that's. Or was it Martin Scorsese?
James Cameron.
Are you sure? I think it was no Stephen King.
James Cameron.
No,
I thought we were
James with Mel Gibson. Nah, no.
That was a good movie though.
I thought we were talking about Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Bigcock.
Levels were up a little bit.
Yeah, that's a little hot. Coming a little hot. But yo, I love Alfred Hitchcock. Yo, I went to Universal's. Did the whole. I saw Birds in 3D, like the movie The Birds. Alfred Hitchcock's
Birds.
Oh,
my God. You saw Birds in 3D?
That shit's crazy.
I would kill to see that.
Yeah, that shit was cool.
That would have been awesome.
What does merc mean? Because you texted me today that you were going to merc some...
Merc is murder.
Huh?
Merc is murder.
Merc is short for, like,
person.
Put him in the dirt.
Yes, that's exactly... That was a T.I. Yes, T.I. That is definitely where I was...
M-E-R-C, right? That's how you spell it.
I don't fucking know.
Well,
but it's slang. Mercenary.
That's my
Yeah.
Well,
so
then,
it's
M-E-R-C. Yeah.
Hurt Merc, put him in the dirt. Go down in flames with the Dead Boys. Young, Loud, and Snotty on... The Dead Boys on Pogo City Radio. Peanut Gallery. Awfully chattery tonight. Awfully.
That Szechuan sauce, Morty.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yo, so what's the deal with people now? Szechuan sauce, you know, Rick and Morty, fucking McDonald's,
fuck
at
that
movie. But are people like really like, or is that bullshit? Are people like paying like hundreds of dollars for packages?
Probably,
of this?
Yeah.
I was reading something about that. Did you guys
some,
that?
Yeah, there somebody traded a car. Like, a, like an expensive
sauce.
Car, too. Not like a Mercedes or some shit, but like they traded like a $10,000 car for one packet of the shit that came out on the 7th or whatever, which is just ridiculous because it's going to be available to the public anyway. And I think there's a giant McDonald's advertisement.
That's all
is,
it
you
is,
know,
really,
I've been saying
yeah.
that since that episode yeah. came out. Why are we buying into it?
Rick and Morty gave McDonald's a free plug. And
it exploded.
Josh is saying maybe they paid off like adult like Cartoon Network or whatever. I don't buy that.
Well, now they would be because I mean, with them putting out merchandise now, like I was at Spencer Gifts,
they
have Szechuan shirts now with Rick and Morty.
Yeah, they had to have worked out some sort of deal. I mean,
now by now, yeah, I think well the same thing like Future or Family Guy doing the whole Star Wars thing. They actually didn't have the rights to do that until they did like the second or the third one. The first one they kind of just winged it and just like hoped they wouldn't like get shit for it. And then when Seth MacFarlane kept on pitching them, they were like, "All right, we're gonna have to start getting into this." Like technically, like
I don't
really.
Think I heard they only wanted to do one, and then they ended up having to do four, five, and
oh,
six.
Oh, you mean like Star Wars? You fucking nerd!
Yeah,
fucking I can't stand those episodes for the most part. I can't.
I got all three on DVD.
You're a dork.
Whatever, man.
You still use DVDs?
Yeah,
wow,
so I
right.
don't have a blue. Ooh. Well, actually, I got it.
You don't stream though. Like I got Cody, my man. I was pirating Giants games last week.
Blu-ray is just as
no,
bad.
I got them like years ago. So
oh,
like,
I got,
when they like came out,
and they used
or
to come with like a shirt and little action figures and shit.
Not the ones I just
oh,
bought like
the
fucking deluxe. Like $13 like fucking whatever version.
All right. Jessica's not
well,
in the microphone trying to have conversations. We're gonna get to a cover here. We already played the newer Misfits. I promise you, Dan. Zig Misfits are coming up later tonight. But let's get to a cover right now. From Boston to Japan, coming off the Sound of Rebellion 2 ADD Records. Here's The Unseen doing Halloween.
The song's called Halloween. Thank you.
Halloween. rock and roll.
The Unseen on Pogo City Radio. And we're just going to roll right over into it. Let's kick it with the Doors. Demonica.
She's like a miracle in chains and clearer still. Stand a woman of my dream. I'm just 13. OPP radical. My sweet Demonica. That devil's in her gene. Our Demonica. My sweet Demonica was all I wanted for. Since the time that she could crawl, now don't we all fall? Those lips like cherry bombs, we killed her dad and mom. I hear the sorry call, wrapped you love come around the wall. And it'll take them all.
The Dwarves.
Yo, it's Pogo so funny City because, Radio. Like, Black, like, I met him at the show in Asbury.
With Blanks.
Yeah, and, like, he was all, like, big dick swinging tonight. And, like, real, like, ghetto and shit. And it reminds me of Andrew.
You about to
it
learn.
Like, he's all, like, hey, girl, look at you. Shut up, girl. Like, all ghetto. And it's funny because we're all a bunch of street kids, pretty much.
I guess. Yeah, I did.
Big dick swinging tonight.
From Irvington to Easton, you know, it's pretty.
I mean, Easton's not bad these days. It used to be, but
Easton
now it's
not.
Easton
used to be crack fucking city, dude.
Yeah, but now it's actually pretty nice. Easton's not bad at all.
I don't know. There's less crack, I'll say that much. But
there's
I don't
still
know
like a
nice.
Shooting.
There's
like,
more heroin.
There's still like five crack. Shootings a year around here. I don't know.
Remember when the triple homicide happened?
We actually had a crack raid
next door.
Dude,
6
like,
a.m. Yeah. My landlord tried to raise the rent.
Oh, yeah.
My landlord tried to raise the rent. And I said, there was literally a crack raid next door. I was like, are you kidding me? Nice neighborhood? Are you kidding me?
What the fuck is going on? There's a bullhorn fucking outside, like, rah, rah, and they're just raiding this fucking house. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? Like, this is Wilson Borough, I thought, not 10th Street, but.
Well, I mean, it's like 18 blocks from 10th Street.
It's eight blocks. We're on 18th.
I used to live.
Mr. Carpenter
like, right.
over there doesn't know the difference between.
I lived like right on 10th Street for like 2 years. It's like right there.
Yeah.
10th and Lehigh is pretty bad. So is 6th.
Shut the hell up. Let's get back to the Pogo. Here's neat by the Damned for TJ Blanks.
Just a man can sympathize. He can't uphold his distance.
the Damned on Pogo City Radio. Neat, 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 motherfucker. All right, yes.
We were gossiping, and it happened pretty. The abruptness of it stopping.
We were definitely.
We were talking mad shit.
No, I was.
Jessica was talking mad shit.
And the rest of us were advocating, and then kind of came to an ultimate conclusion that was in the middle.
That I was right?
No. Someone being unable to be trusted or an asshole is not the same as getting
bitched
up.
What about being phony?
I don't know.
We don't have to discuss
that. Person's not phony.
Yes, very fake and phony.
Wow. Cat bite.
Wow. All right. Why don't we lighten up the mood and do a little bit of the Pogo City. All right, now the Pogo City Wildcard is where we play something a little off format. Now, there's 9 trillion songs I could have gone with for a Halloween-themed Wildcard. And you know what? There's a couple more shows left in October, so let's see if any more of them come out. But for tonight, we're going to go with Alice Cooper and Feed My Frankenstein, coming off the Wayne's World 2 movie motion picture soundtrack.
Wayne, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Wayne, and he's the most hideous person. Like, I don't know why. Like, it was the jean jacket and the long hair and the hat. Like, I was just like in love with him. You can ask my mother. Like, I used to sit there and watch Wayne's World.
Party on, Wayne.
And over.
Shut up and let me drink the wine.
Alice Cooper on Pogo City Radio. The Pogo City Wild Card right there. All right. So all of us seemed to have Alice Cooper stories, it seems like.
Yeah, I was like...
So who wants to go first?
I guess I'm not included.
I'll go. All right. So, like, I was definitely, like, in Florida, in Universal Studios, and was staying at the Hard Rock Hotel, like, when I was a kid. And, like, it was a 5-star hotel. It was very nice. And Alice Cooper, we're eating breakfast. My mom goes, "That's Alice Cooper over there." I was like, "What?" She was like, "Yeah, that's Alice Cooper." I was like, "Who's Alice Cooper?" And then she was like, "That rock star sings, you know," she starts saying some, you know,
18.
Stuff. I was like, "Whatever. This is awesome."
School's out.
Yeah.
School's out.
And I was like, "All right, well, I got to go like say hi because I'm just like that. Like if there's a celebrity around, like I have to go like get a picture or say hi or fucking something because I know they'll love me. Come on. Who doesn't love this?" But I went up to him. I was like, "You're Alice Cooper? Oh my God, it's so nice to meet you." And I was like 8 years old. He was like, "Very nice to meet you." He goes, "I come here a lot." And then I was like, "Oh, that's cool. This guy stays at a 5-star hotel like regularly."
Now I saw Alice Cooper live, and of course it was while Alice Cooper was older. And I got to tell you though, the shit was fucking awesome. All right. And now, just like everything you'd hear about an Alice Cooper show, and even when he was older, like Kill Bill was real big around the time when I seen him, the Quentin Tarantino
movie. Yeah.
So
great
a
movies.
Lot of his show was kind of themed like that. And his daughter, like his actual daughter's worked into the show now. And she was like Uma Thurman's character, like in the yellow jumpsuit.
The
thing.
Bride.
And they were fucking, the bride. They were fucking
Halloween
chopping
costume.
People's heads off and shit like that in the background while he's
That's
playing
badass.
Snakes everywhere, and there's people fighting with swords and shit. It's fucking awesome, and they sounded great. And then, you know, it's all like metal-y, so they got like the long drum solos and all that, and he'd walk off stage and be doing costume changes and fucking all the theatrics. It was really interesting.
Yeah, my story's really not that cool at all compared to your guys' stories now, so I should have just went first, I guess, but...
You're the deadliner, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah, my story involves Alice Cooper is based out of Phoenix, Arizona. He owns a restaurant out there called... I forget what the fuck it's called.
Cooper's restaurant.
It's called like Alice Cooper's Town or some shit like that. It's a baseball themed restaurant because Alice Cooper is actually a really big baseball fan. He's a fan of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are from Phoenix. And I got to eat at his restaurant, which it was a good fucking restaurant. It was like pub food, you know. I got like a chili dog and fries or some shit like that. And you'd think a restaurant that's owned by like a rock star would have like some like crazy like ridiculous food
prices.
Like outrageous prices and shit. It was like very reasonably priced. It was a really cool restaurant. You got to sit outside
awesome,
and shit like
dude.
That. It was right in downtown Phoenix, like right down the street from where the Diamondbacks play. I've been to Arizona like
there all
three
time.
Times.
Why?
That's why he
because,
missed the big pogo show.
Because Mary's cousin lives out there.
This is more the conversation that we should have when the mics are muted.
Okay, yeah.
Just so
you're
you
right.
guys. All right. Here's the Joneses with Graveyard Rock.
I don't know much.
Like what
the fuck do you think you're talking about?
I was
the Joneses on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio.
Peer pressure.
Oh, wait, we don't have to do the soundboard thing anymore.
I can't breathe, so here's No Destiny by Monster Squad. Jesus Christ. Shatter? Wax? What? What? Monster Squad on Pogo City Radio. Now, what are you saying, Jess?
We're going to the Giants game in November.
November 19th, yeah.
Sean, we're going to see Kansas City in the Giants.
Going to see Kansas City, the
best guys
team
in
the
NFL. Beat like 42-3.
Dude, every key player, four of our five wide receivers aren't playing this week.
It's bad, but my
four
dad
of the five.
Well, OBJ's out for the rest of the year.
Three of the four defensive backs aren't playing.
He's giving me tickets to that game for my Christmas present. I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna have some fun. I'm
just
gonna
go get fucking.
Oh no, we're gonna
go get shit face drunk. Go get shit face drunk.
Every Giants fan is doing.
And watch your team get blasted, because that's what's gonna happen.
Yep.
But at least you'll be blasted too.
Maybe a blowout. Yeah.
All right, everybody. All right. We'll shut up with the football talk.
Some dead Kennedy.
Get back to the Halloween. The Halloween madness on Pogo City Radio with the dead motherfucking Kennedys.
Clown, put it on.
Okay, there we go, there we go, there we go. More gossip. Wow, this is a drama-filled episode. Drama, drama, drama.
Gossip. We're not gossiping.
Hell yeah, we are. We sound
around.
Like four old white ladies in a sewing circle.
when you little scamps get together, you're worse than a sewing circle.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, exactly.
What are you going to listen to
now,
on
look,
the way to Dorney? That's what I want to
well,
know.
Speaking of Dorney, we got two more songs to get to you guys.
The fuck
and we're getting
of
the
here.
Fuck out of here. Now, I promised you guys some Danzig Error Misfits.
I didn't break the seal yet. If
and
I break the
here,
seal, forget about it. We
I'm introducing the damn
minutes.
Song.
I'm just saying.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Just make
all
like
right.
an astronaut and pitch
Here's
your pants.
The Misfits
My
with
apologies.
Last... I'm going to... Oh, that Not. Mute button. That mute button is coming soon. Coming soon. Lucky you got them tits.
The Misfits on Pogo City Radio. Now, we got one more track queued up for you guys.
I'm going to introduce this song.
Well, it's not time to introduce it yet. You can, though, in a minute. We got to say goodbye first. And we got to remind everybody to go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
All right. I have been neglecting the writing aspect of PogoCityRadio.com recently.
Spoiler alert.
I don't think they caught it anyway. I have been neglecting. God damn it. All right. All right. I guess I'll just leave it. I ain't got the time to edit this shit. You know what, guys? Good night. It's Friday the 13th.
Fuck off and die.
There you go. There you go.
Dub, 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 do rock a bitches.
All right. And we'll be at Dorney Park. Come meet us there if we don't
Hopefully
die in a car accident on the way there. Right? All right. Yep.
You guys going to come back next
week?
Yeah,
you guys going to be here? You bitches.
I'll try. Yeah. I was chucking for you when you said that.
You better. It's like the same
don't
thing
be a bunch of
pussies. Right okay. Yeah.
Happy Friday the 13th. Bunch of whatever. Here's the New York Dolls, Frankenstein. Pogo City motherfucking radio.
New York Dolls, baby. Let's go.
Something must have happened. Oh, my man, hide it. Who could have spawned all the children this time? Did they ever, could they ever expect such a Frankenstein? A Frankenstein. I remember when you were children. Don't you know this place is my home?
City Radio.